no.
Everett.
Mr. President, how are you?
Attorney General said you were very helpful and did an excellent job, and that I ought to tell you that I admire you, and I told him I'd done that for some time,
well,
but I'd repeat it, and I hope you go on and let us get the folks together and let's do the job.
Yeah, well, we said the conference is for next Tuesday morning.
All right.
And as soon as those are out of the way, we'll then see what we do about procedure to get this thing on the road and buttoned up. I talked to Dick this morning. He gave me no comfort. I said, now, I thought we were going to vote as a Wednesday, meaning yesterday. But I said, what are you going to do? Well, he said, you're not going to vote this week because we're going to keep the show going. I said, well, what about next week? I can give you no commitment, because we'll have a caucus of our members Monday morning. Well, I said, Dick, we're either going to have to fish or cut bait, because I think we've now gone far enough, and I think we've been fair.
Well, you got...
That's about where it stands.
You've got to... That's exactly right. That's what you got to do. You got to take care of your own people, and you're doing that. And I saw the other day... we don't want this to be a Democratic bill. We want it to be an American bill. And
well,
if these schools
right.
are out, if they're coming out the end of this month, and if they're out and we haven't got a bill, we're in a hell of shape.
Yeah.
We're going to be in trouble anyway.
Well, we're going
but
to try.
I saw your exhibit to World Fair, and it said the land of Lincoln.
Yes.
So you're worthy of the land of Lincoln, and a man from Illinois is going to pass the bill, and I'll see that you get proper attention and credit.
Well, thanks, man.
Bye.